From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A court in Egypt has handed down prison time in the long-running trial of three Al Jazeera English journalists. The court has sentenced them each to 3 years in prison. The verdict came today in the retrial in which the journalists were accused of being mouthpieces for the now-outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. Shortly after Australian journalist Peter Grasta was deported in February, Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy and Egyptian producer Bahir Mohamed were released on bail. Florida is getting ready for Tropical Storm Erica. Forecasters say the storm is weakening, but that Erica could still bring heavy rainfall. Erica has proven to be deadly. Officials on the eastern Caribbean island of Dominica say at least 20 people dead and that reporters, rescuers, are looking for others reported missing. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett addressed the nation.
The extent of the devastation is monumental. It is far worse than expected.
Authorities in Texas have launched a manhunt. They're looking for a person who gunned down a Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth last night. The shooting happened in a suburb of Houston. From Houston Public Media, Jack Williams has more on what happened.
Authorities say the deputy, who had been with the Harris County Sheriff's Office for 10 years, was shot from behind multiple times as he was pumping gas. The slain deputy was in uniform and at a gas station about 20 miles northwest of downtown Houston. A 911 caller alerted authorities that a deputy had been shot. The sheriff's office describes the attack as an ambush where the shooter approached the deputy from behind. Investigators are looking for a dark-skinned suspect between 20 and 25 years old in a pickup truck who was seen leaving the gas station after the shooting. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
The shooting deaths this week of two television journalists in Virginia has prompted calls for more stringent gun restrictions. And NPR's Ada Peralta reports that Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says he'll introduce legislation that requires background checks for all gun purchases.
McAuliffe says more stringent gun laws are the right thing to do for Virginia and for the nation.
There are too many guns in America. And there's clearly too many guns in the wrong hands.
The governor spoke after meeting with the staff of WDBJ. Two of the station's reporters were killed by a gunman during a live broadcast. That shooter did pass a background check. And McAuliffe concedes that stronger gun laws may not have stopped that bloodshed. But closing loopholes could make a difference.
If we could have background checks and one individual is prohibited from buying a firearm, and we save a life, then it's worth doing it.
The father of one of the victims is also speaking out for tougher gun laws. Ada Peralta, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the Pentagon is funding a new venture that will help develop cutting-edge electronics. He says the high-tech electronics could be used in uniforms or built into ships and aircraft.
We don't know all the applications this new technology will make possible. That's the remarkable thing about innovation. And that's another reason why America and America's military must get there first.
The Pentagon will provide $75 million, and the industry, academia, and local government will pitch in $96 million to create a high-tech institute. People along the Gulf Coast are observing 10 years since Hurricane Katrina came ashore, and New Orleans officials are to lay wreaths today, and church bells are to ring in Mississippi to mark the time the storm made landfall. Former President George W. Bush was in Mississippi for observances yesterday, as Evelina Burnett of Mississippi Public Broadcasting reports.
Hundreds of first responders, their families, and local and state officials gathered at a waterfront park in Gulfport for the event. President Bush said the Mississippi Gulf Coast looks very different from the last time he was here after Hurricane Katrina. He said today the boats at the Gulfport Harbor and the cranes at the port are symbols of the area's recovery.
Everybody's going to tell you there's more work to be done. But if you don't have the perspective that I've got, which is my memory of what it looked like, it may be hard to see how much progress has been made. You have made a lot, a lot.
Events commemorating the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina will continue this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Evelina Burnett in South Mississippi.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from